What up, people? Happy New Year. I know it's very awkward people saying that after day third, but I have to because I have missed you guys. Imagine the last time like we had this was around September. I know it's been awkward. I took a long break. It was like the last semester of school. It was crazy. Your girl is officially a graduate. Oh yeah, class of 2021. I'm so proud of myself, by the way. You know, we said what? We're celebrating the little wins. Anyway, we are back with season 2 and it's collab season, my people. So welcome, and I'll be introducing your guest. Okay, I'll let him like speak first, then he introduces himself because it's a him. I know you girl dems, I know you, I see you. Huh? Ebuskiza this topic and let's do this. Welcome, guys. So guys, we said what? It's collab season and we did what? You want to bamba? You want to chill with the big boys? I'm also a big girl in this city. And that's why I'm introducing our guest for today. So guest, introduce yourself, Manzi.
Hey guys. I'm so happy to be here with you, Brenda. I've been waiting for this for a long time and it's gonna be a lit episode.
Yes.
So my name is Pete and you can find me on Anchor. I have a podcast as well. It goes by the name The Playbook Podcast. So welcome guys, it's gonna be an amazing episode.
Yeah, before you forget, you should go listen. That's where I have my raunchy episodes. Apparently you think this podcast of mine is raunchy. I have my raunchy episodes on his podcast, but then so guys go listen. It's collab season where creators are helping other creators, and this is how we're going to do this. So today's topic, I have told you guys, like, I graduated recently. Pete also graduated recently, and now we are in a conundrum. Like, so the topic of today is, Manze, what next? We were told, like, maliza shule, work hard and finish school. Now we are done with school, so what next? So Pete, give us your experience about this what next, this transition period, this weird ass period.
Well, bearing in mind, you know, I graduated later on than I was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a broad experience about what life comes, you know. Mine was quite tough, but later on it became easy, you know, because at first that was 2018. I finished school and now I don't have anywhere to get a job. I'm still a graduate. I don't have the papers yet. I don't have no experience. And I'm out there looking for a job. It's so hard and devastating. Because at some point I remember I was so depressed.
Manzi.
But the only thing that kept me going is talking to my friends. I remember coming to visit you,
Manzi,
every now and then, just to talk to you. Because if I stayed in my house, oh God, I would drown in my own thoughts and overthink a lot of things. But the good part is figuring it out. I tell myself a step at a time. And as you said, the small achievements, those ones are the ones that are gonna keep you going, you know?
Yeah.
They'll keep you going and motivated. So long as you're motivated, everything else will fall into place. Just don't lose hope. And don't lose your dreams as well, because some people just, oh, life is fucked up, I don't want to do it anymore, I don't even know if I can dream it. The moment you stop dreaming, you're dead inside.
Yeah,
so
Manzi,
just keep dreaming. No one has a blueprint to life.
Yeah,
basically that's what I would say, because I realized that later on everyone is just trying their best. Everyone is struggling, but some people are struggling in better situations.
Yeah,
but
everyone is struggling in one way or another.
Everyone is struggling.
Yeah.
But the best thing to do is just keep yourself grounded and do whatever makes you happy, you know?
Yeah. So as for me, I finished like my last project. My last project, I finished it like in October.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had some really weird groupmates. Like at the last minute, they decided to like, I'm not doing this. So we had to push each other. So I finished my projects quite late.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, my lecturer was really grateful. So he like allowed me to finish. So like the whole of November, the whole of December, I started like getting into my weird overthinking rut. I blame it on the education system. I honestly blame it in our Kenyan education system. The education system right now currently is like the 8441, which has now been replaced by the CBC.
Mm-hmm.
You can research more on that if you're like not from Kenya and you want to learn more about the CBC. But basically, our education system was the one that taught us how to cram, how to study. Like, you always had to do something after something after something. I remember it was a system where we were governed by bells. Like, A bell rings, you do your meal. A bell rings, you do this. So when you get to this weird place that is now campus, you get the freedom. You attend your classes when you want to. Like, it's easier. But now after that, your life is used to, after this, I need to be doing this. After this, I need to transition to this. And I've been telling y'all, and I've been telling the men I'm dating, I am not a patient woman, and I'm clearly learning that, and the world is teaching me how to be patient. So I started like overthinking, and I thank God for my parents. They were like, can you just chill, relax, and enjoy this season? Like, my mom was like, can you first of all even enjoy the mere fact that you finished school? Like, it's not easy. You've done 2 degrees. That is not easy. People are struggling to do things out here. Can you just enjoy that period? But now December came and went. Now we go back to January. Everyone went back to their business. The people who went to school went to school. I saw my baby brother going back to high school. I saw my friends, the ones who like had finished school prior, the ones who had started their businesses. Shout out to my friends who have businesses, Manzi. Y'all keep winning. They transition back to their businesses. They transition back to their jobs. So like me, I'm here confused. And at some point, I feel like I didn't achieve a lot, despite the fact that I've done like the 2 degrees I finished. I graduated with good like honors and stuff. But I still feel like, why don't I have anything to show for this? So like, I feel like if I started my business earlier, I started like my jewelry and watch business early, it would have like taken root. Right now it's like when I'm trying to like make it stick and make it land. But I feel if I started it earlier, I would have transitioned to now becoming, from being a student to not being a CEO in my own like, right, been having my own like little company and stuff. But now I didn't do that earlier, so this is when I'm doing it, and like it's a struggle and all, but we're pushing it through. But I still feel that I need to transition to something. I've always had like big dreams. I'll work somewhere, I'll do this, I'll do that. So I'm like, where are the jobs, Manze? Where are these media jobs? Where am I making noise for you soon in your radio stations? When am I shouting my loudest mouth to wake you guys up as you go to work? Like, when is this going to happen? And you start thinking, you start overthinking, you wake up every morning, you're depressed. And I'm like, this is not the right way to do this. I need to like better coping mechanisms. So like, I basically started having like routines. I wake up in the morning, I do this, I apply for jobs, I have my system. And like right now, I'm really putting myself out there. I want to meet new people, I want to interact with people. So I'm like you said, a day at a time, a day at a freaking time. If you like push yourself and you're an overthinker like me, Manzi, you'll struggle.
Hey,
I know we've struggled with this like overthinking thing. I know, like, I come to Pete's place, like, yo, Pete, I woke up, I've applied for jobs, no one is calling me back. So what do we do? And Pete is like, can we just like cook, do something, read? Can we just get our minds away from here? Because if we start overthinking this much, we'll not be productive. Like, I genuinely like feel even productive when days I just wake up in the morning, I do an exercise routine, I shower, I make myself breakfast, I go to my laptop, I apply for the 3-4 jobs that I found like on ads and stuff, and I just sit. And those days I feel more productive. And like, guys, can you have a hobby? Imagine you need this.
You need a hobby.
You need to shout at, if you're like me, you need to shout at people with their podcast. Like, make a podcast, start screaming, start like speaking, because Manze, Pete,
yeah,
tell us more.
The thing is, for me, as you say, the system taught us, after this you do this, after this you do this. For me, I always have so much expectations on myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, every time I feel like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
I'm stagnating. I hate stagnating.
At your big age.
At your big age. I'm like, why am I stagnating? I should be doing this and this and this.
Yeah.
And that's the overthinking much part about me.
Yeah.
So most of the times, I either distract myself. Even if I don't want to do anything, I'd rather watch a really funny, stupid movie.
Yeah, and cancel. Shout out.
I know.
Yeah, we are watching a lot of animation, guys. Don't judge us.
Exactly. And maybe just go out, probably visit my friends.
Yeah.
Most nowadays I don't even fancy being on my phone, you know. I don't even know why. But I hate stagnating.
Yeah.
So most of the time the best thing to do is just distract yourself. And I have a podcast as well.
Yeah.
Just record as many episodes, talk about as many things and experiences as I can.
Yeah.
If I want to go visit my friends, I visit Brenda. Sometimes I even go out to the other side of town just to distract myself.
Yeah.
And as well as applying for jobs, you know. I know most of the times we don't wanna, personally, I don't want to be employed for a long time.
Me too. Who wants
if it's a long time, let's say at max 5 years.
Yay.
And that is max. I have overdone it.
Yeah, when you're,
and then after that, I just want to be I just want to be independent and do my own things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And of course, I would want to be on radio as well.
Yeah.
I hope someone listens to this and gives us a morning show, you know?
Call us. And by the way, there's like a new system on Anchor. You can comment, guys. Mm-hmm. You can comment on the episode. So comment down below. Like, tell us what you want, guys. Talk mm-hmm. to us.
Show us some love.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate that so much. But the best thing to do, as Brenda said, just get a hobby.
Yeah. You think these things are cliche, you need a hobby.
You know the way people on CVs, they have these hobbies. We all know you don't do all that. We all know you don't do all that.
Maina, when is the last time you were cooking? Like, as a hobby, not because you need to eat.
Not because you need to eat.
Ocheng, when is the last time you went golfing and you're here like, I golf. Oh, my God.
I go hiking. When was the last time you did it?
I enjoy polo. No fancy things, big girl things. Big girl hobbies, big boy hobbies.
I know. When did you last do it?
It's been a minute, but I'm getting back to it. But right now I'm like back in this podcasting thing. Like, I have like a renewed energy.
Mm-hmm.
I took so much time to work on myself, know exactly what I wanted, shape my podcast, shape my career, and now I feel I'm like ready to do it. Manze, 2022, you, I am attacking it. You.
Mm-hmm.
I am forcing relationships like they are forcing Nairobi relationships. 2022, it's me and you. If you don't want me, I want you. If you don't have love for me, I have enough love for the both of us.
Man,
they will take an energy drink and let's continue. Because
right?
I am forcing issues. Like, that's another thing I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to applying for jobs,
mm-hmm.
Manze, you don't need a weak heart. If you're a baby girl, if you're a baby boy, imagine it's high time you're tough enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's high time.
You need to get them balls. Mm.
And can we please learn to take rejection as positive?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean like when somebody or a job rejects you, you're not good enough. But then can we stop like working from a point of negligence, like where we feel like, hey man, this job didn't like me, or this person didn't like me, it's because of, what did I do wrong? It's not always about
you. It's not you.
This is where I put blame on people. By them, I'm like, it's not you, man. Me, no, I'm good. Me, I'm very solid. It's your own thing. It's you.
It's you as the company.
You're the person who can see this. I'm a dope ass. I wanted to cast, but this is where I'm trying not to cast. It's you people who can see I'm a dope ass. But hey, I'm making it. I know I'm dope and I know I'll make it. So people, can you learn to take rejection? And can you use that as a motivational point? Because this generation of ours is soft-hearted. We're all pretending to be gangsters, but man, just small rejection call. I'm never applying for jobs again. You go to people's emails, they've only applied for like 10 jobs. Man, you know you'll apply for a lot of jobs before you get that one.
Yeah.
And it's high time you people like get it. So Pete, you've told us like you've been out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
As a graduate, like, what can you advise the people who are literally in school right now, or the people who have like finished school and are at this weird ass, I call it a transition period, because I don't even know how to call it. Because even like when I'm dating, like when I go out on dates, people ask me, what do you do? I'm like, I'm on a transition period. Because I don't even know where I am. Like, what do I tell you?
You don't even know where you're going.
Exactly. I'm no longer a student. I am currently not working anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm at a transition period. Like, I'm figuring my shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So talk to us.
So the thing is, let me tell you one thing, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
That worked for me.
Yeah.
I actually used to be confident,
mm-hmm.
but not super confident.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned, if you're super confident, even if you don't even have them papers, you're gonna get that job.
Take it, Manze.
Just put on a face and be as confident as you can.
Yeah.
Confidence oozing out of you.
Yeah.
Everyone loves that.
Yeah.
And you know, when you are so confident, you intimidate a lot of people.
True.
And employers always be like, huh? Would make a good leader.
Yeah.
Would make a good what and so, so and so, so and so, so and so. I'm like, go for it. Confident.
Yeah.
If you, let me tell you, I applied for jobs online.
Mm.
I got tired.
Yeah.
I decided to do it now.
Physically. Yeah.
Go to the offices, knock on their doors.
Mm.
And I'm like, hi, are you hiring?
Mm.
No. Even if you're not hiring, these are my papers. Please take them and go through them. And then in case you have any opportunities,
call
just
me.
Call me.
Mm.
door to door.
Yeah.
Gone for interviews. They say, no, this is not what you're looking for. I'm sorry. See you some other time. For another one, they say, no, we're not looking for communications people. Yadi, yadi, yadi. And a lot of rejection. But the good thing is, I think I normally do listen to Joel Austin when I feel like I'm about to sing.
Nice, yeah.
I don't like feeling that way, some type of way. So yeah. I'm like, when I listen to Joel Austin and I get motivated, just do it. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know who is gonna call you. You never know who is gonna hear you out or who is gonna support you.
Yeah.
Just do it. Try.
Yeah.
If you think you're good at business, give it a try.
Yeah.
And people fall so many times before they achieve things.
Me, I'm like so motivated by content creators. Mm-hmm. Like you grow with your content creator. You saw this person like from doing like, let's not say shitty because it was really good work, but like really half-assed like projects because you didn't know, and now you're doing it better. Like I'm so sure even in this podcasting journey of mine, I am growing. Like the first episode is totally different from my 9th episode. Season 2 will be totally different from season 1. Season 3 will way be better. Like, can people stop being modest? That's something I learned.
Yeah.
Like you said, people need to stop being modest. Like these days you're like you're really confident. I'm like, yes, I am. Like, yes, people are like, oh, no, I'm not confident. No, I'm just trying. Can you learn to own whatever you have? If you're a dope-ass content creator, you're a dope-ass content creator. Let nothing take that away from you.
Unapologetically.
Yeah, and that's the only way you move. But this time you've been modest. Like,
Modesty won't take you nowhere.
Man, say, I keep telling you guys, good girls don't get the corner office. If you want that man, them, go get him. If you want that job, go get it. If you're a man, them, you want that babe. Their first relationship, destroy them. Scatter them, I beg.
You know, plus some people never know until you put in effort, you know. Some people, they're probably not even interested. That's why they didn't show much interest. You are so interested, but you're not confident enough to push it. You know, some people just want to see some effort.
Exactly.
They just want to see some effort. It's not like they are not interested. It's like, there's no effort. So it's as well as bygone, you know.
I've realized so many agencies are not even looking for like the bookworm kind of like candidates. They're looking for people who are confident. Like, can you just fake it? Manze, can you go sit down in this Nairobi and ask people how they got their first jobs? Half of people are lying in their CVs. You're here, I like travel. What's the last time you traveled? You're basically lying. So use that lie for your advantage. Like, I'm not saying you could lie, but I'm saying, can you learn to own it? Like, even though you're lying, Manze, own your lie.
Mm-hmm.
To be a big boy and a big girl. You were all singing. You went to Bam Bam last year. Huh? You went to chill with the big boys.
It right now, though.
You want to chill with the big boys, CEOs, CFOs. Man, they lie. Learn to be confident. Learn to fake it until you make it. Because at the end of the day, I keep repeating this. Good girls don't get the corner office. You have to do this, Manze.
Have you seen this TikTok? They're saying, Adi, what do you do on days that you feel...
I've seen that.
When you feel low.
Rihanna. It's Rihanna's sound.
Rihanna's sound.
So what
she
do you do when
interview.
You're feeling less confident and I fake it? Yes, that's the basic.
Fake it.
Because
no one is gonna know you're faking it anyway.
Exactly. No one is policing you. Imagine one thing I came to learn with this world. Imagine baby girl, baby boy, no one cares.
No one gives a hoot.
No one gives that a fuck up that much about you. So imagine if you're faking it. It's the people who will be looking for that who will recognize, but the others won't even know. No one, like, this is Nairobi. I know at some point you've slept hungry, either out of enjoyment or out of you didn't have like the funds. But did people know? And the fact you wore your Gucci, you wore your Prada with your Chanel number 5, that you can smell from the bottom of the stairs. And I walked in places and I was like, I'm the shit.
Yeah,
and that is the
shit.
Confidence you need. If you're
that's
faking it in
need.
Other situations, can you fake it even in getting jobs? Like, can you apply the same? Like, I tell people, the same grit people have to do other things. Hey, the same grit people have for going for sherehe.
Yeah. Can we put it somewhere else?
You can party daily, but you don't have the, like, you're feeling rejected because you just want to wake up every day and, like, apply for jobs. You're feeling demotivated. You're like, I mean, manzezi.
No, just
okay, I applied at BBC, they didn't call me. Oh, I applied at this company, they didn't do this. Imagine at this point, no one taught us what next. That's the weirdest bit. What next? Me, what I learned in this life, I just want to make one part of my life succeed. Because mm-hmm. Manzi, you can't be failing everything. If you're not getting a job, get a relationship.
I know, right?
If you're not getting this, do something like DIY. Do projects in your house. Like, can we see progress in one way or another? And that's the only way we can defeat this, like, rat race of depression. Because I started feeling I'm overusing the word depression. You know, Manzi, most of us are not even depressed. We're just broke.
You're just broke.
And tired. Like, that's the issue. You're not, like, exerting yourself in better productive things. And that's why you're feeling, hey, Manzi, I'm depressed. Manzi, take a stand. It's 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is coming to save you.
You're the only one who is going to save yourself.
Tell them, Pete.
You're the only one.
Yeah, people think there's a savior coming. Imagine Superman ain't real. Don't kill me.
It's
you're
all
Marvel
staged.
And DC.
It's all nah, staged.
Yeah, it's all staged. It's all drama. It's the drama for... Am I the drama? It is.
Yeah.
It's drama.
It's
but
drama.
No one is coming to save you. Manze, take initiative. Do it. Like... Leave that toxic relationship, leave that toxic thing, and just take a leap of faith. Because one thing I came to realize, all these like success stories,
mm-hmm.
most of them like come from points of people where they were like at their lowest. They're people who like, I used to see stories, I was in a toxic work environment, I quit my job, I didn't even have that much money, I had like a salary to last me like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, they started businesses, they got better jobs. Like, Manze, no one is coming to save you. Tebu, leave that victim mentality.
Mm-hmm. The victim mentality. Mm. And another thing, you need to set your priorities right.
Tell them.
Priorities. This is something I learned. Mm. There is no way you're going to party and you haven't paid rent.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the way people say if the money you have doesn't solve your problems, who lied to you?
Mm.
Those are the people who actually have money who are saying that because they can just go eat out and all that.
Exactly.
The small money you have can actually solve part of... A problem half solved is already solved.
Yeah.
If your rent is like 10 G's and you have 5 G's and you're over here saying it can solve my...
You want to
pay that 5,000 shillings and then figure out how to get the other 5,000 shillings. If you eat it now, you don't have rent.
Yeah.
And now you're depressed. No, you're not depressed. You're broke.
Mm.
That's
you're
the only thing.
Broke.
Just have your fucking priorities right.
Yeah. You see this meme of money when I locate you, like I see like celebrities, TBTs, they're like... Hey, this one wasn't even ugly. They just got money. Imagine you're not depressed, baby girl.
Yeah, man.
Boo-boo kitty. Mandem.
Money is the skincare.
Yeah, money is everything. Can we just like I said, no one is coming. Like, well, I don't know how much I'll insist this point, but no one is coming to save you.
You're
you have to do
one.
It yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And the minute you stop operating from that victim mentality is when life will start moving.
It becomes so much better.
And learn to celebrate your little wins, no matter how small. No matter how small, just celebrate. And that's the only way to move.
Yeah, be grateful. Most of the times I wake up in the morning, thank God, I'm so grateful. I have a roof over me.
Yeah.
I have a meal.
Food,
I can have some tea in the morning. I have that despite me not having a job or anything. I'm just grateful for all these that you have given unto me. It starts there, and just be grateful for the small things.
Mm.
I have friends who come to visit me when
exactly.
I feel like I'm alone.
Mm.
I have someone who calls me and wants to know how I'm doing, despite me not having everything I want. Not even everything, part of what I want.
Yeah.
I have some things already.
Yeah.
I have a life. I'm healthy.
Exactly.
Just be grateful.
Mm. And
you know?
Find your tribe. There's something. There was a TikTok I was saying that was saying.
Mm-hmm.
If friendships are supposed to last, it's not supposed to be friendships about how this person like makes you feel. It's how you feel around this person. Like, if you feel confident around this person, if you feel loved, if you feel nurtured, if you feel blessed, that's the kind of friendship you want. Stop, leave draining situations and just take a leap of faith. Manzi, you'd rather have that one friend or talk to your cats. Like me, rather I talk to Coco and Chanel. Talk to them. Like, where? At this point, I know my cats can speak. At this point, I am so sure they can speak. One day they'll shock you. Because mother, the way I talk to them. Anyway.
You know?
Yeah, my point is find the right people for you. Find people who help you feel motivated so that you stop feeling like your life is not progressing.
It's like
can somebody be proud of you just because you bought an avocado today?
Yeah, you afforded a meal.
Yeah. Can somebody be proud of you? Like, find
the
people
small
who...
things.
Exactly. Find the little things. Imagine it's the little things that matter at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, yeah. We all know that. I'm pretty sure even our listeners know that.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, that was it for today. Pete, can you plug us your socials so that we can go reach you there?
Oh, my socials, I go by the name The Playbook Podcast. That is on Instagram. I don't have it a Facebook account, but if you go to The Playbook Podcast, you'll find me there.
Okay, and your like personal accounts for people who want to like,
my personal account. Oh, to talk to me, you can talk to me to on either, but the other one is L's R_Eves. That is E-R-R-E underscore Y-V-E-S.
Yeah.
Yes.
So guys, as for me, you know, our channels are Outspoken with B on all socials, Facebook and Instagram. And if you want like my personal pages on Instagram, it's Wanjiru underscore Anjaroge. Yeah, I know I'm a Pan-Africanist, but I own that these days. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can reach us there. And if you feel like that's too much, just comment down below. This anchor has like an opportunity for you to comment under an episode. And thank you guys. We'll catch you on our next one. Yes. Say bye to your new subscribers. I'm so sure they'll
cross
over. Bye guys.
It was fun to have you too. Be in your presence, Brenda. It's Aww. Always fun, you know. Even when you come around, it's so much fun. I had a good time. And be ready to hear more from us. It was amazing.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.